I'm Wolf Blitzer in for Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. Inside the Special Forces mission, back into Iraq. Let's get started. We're following inside details of a risky American military operation inside Iraq to the top of that mountain where all those people have been driven by fanatic ISIS jihadi fighters. The operation has just wrapped up. We're just learning new details now of what was uncovered, some crucial intelligence. Jim Sciutto is working the story for us. He's joining us now. What have you learned, Jim?
Well, Wolf, a pretty remarkable turnaround in just half a day, really. Earlier in the day, administration officials talking about a potential genocide on top of Mount Sinjar, where thousands of Yazidis had been taking refuge. But we're just learning now, the Pentagon says that after this team of special forces visited the mountain today, they spent 24 hours there, they've left and made a couple of conclusions. One, there are far fewer refugees on that mountain than believed, I'm told. Several thousand. There have been estimates of 10 to 20,000. And that makes, in the judgment of the Pentagon now, a mass either air or ground evacuation much less likely. Now, after the Pentagon released that statement, I managed to get Admiral John Kirby on the phone. He's the Pentagon spokesperson, just to get some of the backstory as to what happened here. He said, listen, they got to the mountain. They found that there were several thousand as opposed to tens of thousands of refugees still there. And he said that many of them actually will want to stay, that their homes are on the mountain. And for those who want to go to safer ground, that they're comfortable. The Pentagon is comfortable with the ability of local Peshmerga forces. These are the Kurdish militia forces who've been able to ferry some of these refugees off in recent days. They're comfortable that those forces, in conjunction with U.S. airstrikes, can get the people who want to get off the mountain safely. And I'm told that over the last several days, they've been able to get off about 1,000 per night, so a pretty fast clip there. And this now takes away, just something we've been talking about, Wolf, you and I, less than an hour ago, this possibility of a mass evacuation largely takes that off the table for now.
Yeah, that's a dramatic development. What is the administration, Jim, saying about humanitarian airdrops to the folks who are still there? Should we expect to see a lot more of those?
That will continue. Another judgment of these assessment teams was that the refugees are getting that food, they're getting that water, that these airdrops are working, and that as a result of that, they're not in as dire straits as they thought. They're not starving, they're not dying of thirst anymore, so that in addition to the evacuations that have taken place by Kurdish forces in conjunction with U.S. airstrikes, in addition to those working, it's the judgment of the teams on the ground that these humanitarian airdrops are working as well.
So where does the U.S. mission go from here, Jim?
Well, it's a question. First of all, a big turn. So the idea of an imminent mass evacuation in the north of the Yazidis, far less likely. That appears to be off the table. But you have some open questions. You have Christians under threat, Iraqi Christians as well as other minority groups. If they find themselves in a similar predicament, as to what happened to these minority Yazidis, what does the U.S. do? Does it mount airstrikes? Does it work in conjunction with Kurdish forces? That's an open question. Then, of course, you have this longer-term question that you and I have talked a lot about, the challenge of actually pushing back ISIS as opposed to just stopping its advance. So far, Kurdish forces with U.S. airstrikes, they've been able to stop the advance of ISIS on cities like Erbil. But now that you have a new Iraqi government, you have U.S. officials, including the president, Secretary of State John Kerry, saying that they're going to offer this new Iraqi government more American help. Does that help include airstrikes to help them push back the ISIS forces down the line? Still an open question.